Quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Tuesday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about today. Now, the least of which is last night's Monday Night Raw. And the CM Punk promo. And the WrestleMania card that was announced today. And redacted documents from the ongoing WWE shareholders lawsuit revealing Paul Levesque's concerns over Vince McMahon trying to worm his way back in. We'll be talking about all of this and a lot more here on the show today. Vince was referenced on Raw last night. So Lance is not going to be on the show today. He will be on tomorrow. And we will be joined by Filthy Tom Lawler. And we got a lot to talk about regarding all of these stories here today. We've got some updates on matches that may or may not take place at WrestleMania and why. Injuries. An arrest of Alberto El Patron. What's going on with the WWE ticket prices? We've got collision ratings, and man, we got a lot to talk about. So if you want to text us, hey, you can text me. I don't think we're going to have time to read them today, but you can try. 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com is the email. F4WOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. At Brian Alvarez, X and Blue Sky. My head's spinning today with all of this stuff. And you know what? This afternoon, I still have to watch Juggalo Championship Wrestling for the Brian and Vinny Show tonight. So what a day it is going to be for me. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I'm just trying not to look at you. What's your gimmick today? I'm in a state and look at you.
I can't even handle it. Before the show, I looked at myself in the mirror and I was like, man, my hair looks awful. So I got to cover it somehow. And every time I wear a hat, you or Lance or somebody says something about me wearing a hat. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to grab this headband. I put the headband on. I'm like, you know, with all that's going on in the world now, and especially today, I don't want people to misconstrue me wearing this America headband as like some, you know, I'm promoting what's going on with the USA, but I put it on anyways. However, when I saw myself, I look ridiculous.
You're an idiot.
I look so
you're
bad.
A shoot idiot.
It looks like I'm a radish. My hair's a radish, and my head would be the turnip. You pull up from the ground or whatever it is.
Ugh. I got so much to talk about here.
I got to take this off. I'm
okay,
sorry.
Please take it off. All right, listen, everybody. Listen.
It's not like my hair's...
First off, if you're a subscriber and you're listening to the Brian and Vinny show tonight, we've made a change. I am going to AW Dynasty on Sunday, and there's no way I'm driving back home and we'll have time to do Observer Radio and the Brian and Vinny show. And so what's going on is Sunday night after Dynasty, I'm going to do the show with Dave because it doesn't look like there's anybody else who can do the Dave show. I think Garrett is gone this weekend. And so I will review Dynasty with Dave. And then Vinny and I and Sean and Craig are going to review the AEW pay-per-view on next Tuesday's Brian and Vinny show, perhaps with a special guest, I might add. So tonight we're watching the entire Juggalo Championship Wrestling, all 2 hours of this show. So that'll be the Brian and Vinny show tonight. That's number one, okay? Number two, and this isn't the biggest story really, but there's so much to talk about that we got to get into it. They announced the two WrestleMania cards on ESPN this morning, okay? So this is what's on what show and all that kind of stuff, okay? Obviously, to me, one of the big stories is Brock Lesnar and Obafemi is not headlining night one.
Can I also mention, before you get into it, that there's 1 hour that will be simulcast
yes.
on ESPN2 on Saturday.
That's
and
what we're
there's
1 hour yes.
that will be simulcast on Sunday on ESPN.
Yes.
Carry on.
So the reason that Brock Lesnar and Omofebi is not headlining night one, which it should, for being honest, is it's opening night two. It is going to be on ESPN, free for everybody. And night one will have...
Well, no, you have to have cable.
Well, it's basically free for everybody. Who nowadays doesn't have ESPN? But the point is, that one is going to be airing on ESPN on night two, and they just won a big fight on ESPN. So, whatever. It's not my company, clearly. And also, on night two on ESPN will be the ladder match with Penta, Javon, Dragon Lee, Rusev, JD McDonagh, and Rey Mysterio. So the entire night one card has Drew McIntyre and Jacob Fatu on ESPN2, Logan Paul, Theory, and Speed versus the Usos and LA Knight, also on ESPN2, and then the rest of the show on the PLE, Nia Jax, Lash Legend against Charlotte, Alexa, the Bellas, Bayley, and Lyra. I will talk about that in a moment. We've got AJ Lee versus Becky for the Intercontinental title, Seth Rollins versus Gunther, Stephanie Vaquer versus Liv Morgan, which I'll talk about in a moment, and Cody Rhodes versus Randy Orton, okay, for the Undisputed title. That's night one. Night two has a ladder match in Lesnar and Femi on ESPN, and then we have Sami Zayn versus Trick Williams for the U.S. title, Finn Balor versus Dominic Mysterio, Jade Cargill versus Rhea Ripley, and CM Punk versus Roman Reigns for the world title. Now, last night on Raw, they were doing a segment with Liv Morgan and Roxanne. So Liv goes up to Roxanne. She goes, "How you doing? There's an elephant in the room we got to talk about. Finn Balor, Roxanne, he brought you into the Judgment Day. And when you were gone, we beat him down and he's out of the Judgment Day. So we need to have a talk about this." So before they can have a talk about it, Stephanie Vaquer freaking flies in from behind. And she clobbers Liv in the back. And, I mean, everyone likes to talk about blame and everything like that. I mean, Stephanie hit her way too hard, number one. But honestly, I mean, I'm kind of hot at whoever blocked out this segment for TV. Because, man, they had Liv and Roxanne like 3 inches from each other when they did this attack. And Liv gets clobbered, and they went clunking head-to-head. I mean, God. Guys, you know, like, some of you are going to kind of blow this off, but, like, this is what almost killed Shibata.
Did you see the picture?
Oh, yeah.
Anybody wants to blow it off? I mean, how fitting is it that it's Easter weekend? Because, I mean, she has a gigantic egg on her head that you don't have to search anywhere to find.
No. This literally is the same thing that almost killed Shibata. And they both went down. And, like, I don't know if she was, like, completely knocked out. But, like, Roxanne didn't move. I mean, unmoving. She was a corpse on the ground.
The sound is horrific.
Liv,
as bad as it looks, the sound, the clonk. Oh.
Liv, like, I mean, she moved around a little bit, so she wasn't unconscious. But, like, she was... So anyway, they were both put in concussion protocol. I don't know if they, you know, who knows with the way they diagnose concussions. Like, nowadays, oh, this guy got knocked out, but he didn't have a concussion. But anyway, the point is, it's wait and see. Like, I was pretty much told if WrestleMania was this weekend, that match probably ain't happening. 2 weeks from now, I guess we'll see if it happens. But it was absolutely brutal. Absolutely brutal. Yeah.
On a related but also unrelated note, I'm sure you saw the news that Steve Mongo McMichael was found to have CTE in his post-mortem medical evaluation.
Yes. So then the other thing to talk about is, on the show last night, Asuka challenged Io. And then on Twitter today, Io challenged Asuka. And as you can see from the two WrestleMania cards, there is no Io versus Asuka match announced. And it is not a conspiracy of any sort. Essentially, what's going on, I was told, is this. So, Nikki Bella got hurt on SmackDown, brawling with Nia Jax, and she was in a walking boot all weekend. And then last week on Raw...
That was 2 weeks ago.
Yes, I didn't get to the point. Last week on Raw, she came down the aisle and had no walking boot on. She seemed like she was okay. But then, she was never seen again. They didn't do anything on SmackDown with the Bellas, etc. And so, the way it was explained to me is it appears that if Nikki Bella cannot wrestle at WrestleMania, then the Bellas will be out of the tag team title match, and Asuka and Kairi will get the spot. If the Bellas are good to go, if Nikki can wrestle, then we will see Io versus Asuka in a singles match, and Kairi will be involved somehow. So essentially, that match is in
in limbo.
It's in standby right
okay,
now.
Okay, so what do they do in the case that the Kabuki Warriors go into the tag match? Do they add another seventh match to one of these shows, or do they just...
You got me, dude.
There's enough people out there. I mean, Carmelo Hayes isn't on this show.
Yeah, they could add another match. Show. Yeah, but I think they're just trying to figure out what's going on with that match at the moment. I'm sure they've got some standby match they could have in the wings. But
I'm still hoping for Kairi in the shark cage, personally.
That's everything related to WrestleMania. And when we come back, we've got we got a lot to talk about involving CM Punk and Triple H and Vince McMahon and Ari Emanuel and Nick Khan. I don't even know where to start. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
If you're serious about investing in gold or silver, Allegiance Gold will give you an additional $5,000 in free gold to add to your portfolio. They can help you buy any amount of gold or silver, even roll over your current IRA into gold. They've helped thousands invest millions in gold over the years, with prices that are some of the best in the industry, with fees that are fair, reasonable, and transparent. Protect your wealth with gold. Save on your gold or silver pricing when you buy from the top-rated Allegiance Gold. Invest in gold or silver today by calling Allegiance for your free gold guide. And learn about the $5,000 free gold offer with qualified purchase. Call now.
800-413-1937. 800-413-1937. 800-413-1937. That's 800-413-1937.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Mike in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. I don't know what's going on, man. So last night, CM Punk did a promo. It's a very good promo, but it might still be going on as we speak. I mean,
it was so bizarre.
He talked and talked and talked and talked and talked. And then he goes, if you think I'm done, I'm not. And he kept going.
Well, first, Brian, he started, right? He sits down and he starts talking about, oh, this is the crowd's chanting OTC as he's sitting down in the ring.
Yeah.
He starts talking about Paul Bosch and Houston Wrestling. He starts talking about Harley Race. He goes, I often sit around and I wonder, what would Harley Race do in this moment? And the crowd's just going, what? What? What?
I was actually given the impression that this was supposed to be longer, but when he heard the what chance, he just moved on to the next part.
He said this. He goes, you know what? I'm awake. And isn't it great to be alive on a Monday night in Houston?
I think he was going to talk more about...
What the hell is going on here?
I think he was going to talk... I was given the impression he was going to talk more about Paul Bosch and Harley and everything. And the what chance, he was just like, I'm moving on. So actually, as long as his promo was... This might have been the short version. So this guy goes on and on. And, I mean, I can't even recap it all. We don't have time. But basically, he made fun of Roman Reigns. He made fun of The Rock. He made reference to Vince McMahon. What did he call him?
He said, Roman is a buck-toothed nepotism baby who ate dog food for a weird old man.
The weird old
man. For years, treated CM Punk like a dog. But I had FU money, and I left, and Roman can't control me, and that's why he hates me.
So he says all that, and
the crowd went nuts for him. They're like, yeah!
He talks about McAfee. He makes a reference to Ari Emanuel. How many people even got that one? He talked about McAfee's agent, like we're all, you know who McAfee's agent is. Or like the vast majority of viewers even know who Ari Emanuel is, at least how it pertains to WWE. So he does this whole long thing, and it's over. And, you know, Lance is not on the show today because of the reference to Vince. And, you know, I think
it was not the only one on the show.
I think that there's a lot of people that think that they're setting up a Vince return. And...
I'll stop watching if he comes back.
Dude, I don't know what's going on. Here's the thing, okay? I'm going to tie this into the text messages, all right? So a series of text messages, unredacted documents from the ongoing WWE shareholders lawsuit, reveal concerns from Triple H over his WWE creative role as it relates to Vince McMahon's return back in 2023, in addition to Levesque's belief that Nick Khan saved his job. First reported by Brandon Thurston, Post Wrestling on Tuesday, more text messages sent via WhatsApp were disclosed last week as exhibits for the ongoing lawsuit in which shareholders are disputing the process in which WWE was merged with UFC by Endeavor to create TKO, saying it was unfairly steered toward Endeavor despite other bids. The messages began on September 11, 2023, the night before the merger became official. They're all from Levesque to Nick Khan, a person who Levesque confides in frequently as a friend and power player inside Endeavor. Levesque said, how's it going so far? Man, I'm wound tight today. D-Day tomorrow. Expecting the worst. To which Khan replied twice, but later deleted the messages, a trend throughout the disclosed exchanges. And then, of course, Khan in legal filing says, I don't remember what I said there. So later that same day, in which post-merger layoffs were being planned, Levesque texted, relaying a message about McMahon reaching out wanting to discuss releases. VKM, he says, by the way, I need to meet with all of you tomorrow regarding talent releases, which coincides with all corporate releases. Thanks. Levesque then asked Khan to speak if he had time. At the time of the merger, Vince was executive chairman of the board. 2 hours later, he texted again, "While I'm sure you'd like to be done with this stuff for today, please let me know if you spoke to A.E., who of course would be Ari Emanuel." Khan replied 3 hours later saying he would. And then Levesque asked Khan how he was doing. Khan replied, "Okay, how are you?" And Levesque said, "Good. Anxious for tomorrow and beyond." So there's a whole bunch of other text messages. But the gist of it is, Paul is very concerned about A, Vince coming back, and B, getting involved in creative. Because Triple H had been given the green light by Ari Emanuel to be the head booker, and Vince was supposed to have nothing to do with it. And Triple H ends up on a different day texting and saying, this is to Nick Khan, "Between you and I, it feels like they're both backtracking on the he's out narrative. It's back to, well, if he wants to go to the show now and then, and well, if he gives you notes and wants to have a 30-minute meeting now and then, okay." And this was followed by, "He just sent an email regarding script for Ari," and Khan says, "Seems off, let me call him." And then later he says, "They know already, no need to send." And then, this is also interesting, Levesque then later messages Nick Khan saying that McMahon and CM Punk appear to be scheduled for the same plane flight. And Triple H says he's on the AM plane. "I just remembered Punk is scheduled to be on it as well. You think that's an issue?" And then later, you know, we move on and on. So, I mean, I'll just say this, okay? The judge is making a ruling on whether this thing is going to arbitration or not in, I think, right around my birthday, actually.
You're speaking about the Janelle Grant.
Yes. The judge is making a ruling on this Janelle Grant deal on, I believe, June 10th, right before my birthday. What a birthday present. It could be, or it could not. So, obviously, if the judge rules it's going to arbitration, I mean, it's over, basically. I mean, they'll do a big settlement. Everything will be sealed. Nobody will ever hear about it again. And I believe that if that's what happens, then... Are you all right over there? Excellent timing in a serious subject. If this goes to arbitration and pretty much disappears, I could see at the very least them bringing back Vince McMahon for the Hall of Fame in Saudi. I could see that happening. Yes.
What a bypass.
Now, if the judge rules, no. I mean, this ain't going to arbitration. This is going to the civil suit will continue on. You know, then obviously I think that it's not going to trial. There's no chance it's going to trial. They will pay an incredible amount of money, and they will settle it. And like, you know, if it doesn't go to arbitration and the world knows that Vince paid off hundreds of millions of dollars or whatever, it's like, I can't even imagine the Saudi Hall of Fame. How do you bring this guy back at all? Okay.
Okay. Let's think about this, Brian, right?
Okay, go ahead. There's just so much more, but go ahead.
If this went to trial, right?
It's not good.
Think about all the horrific stuff that's already out there now. Like, what else is behind the curtain?
Well,
you know what I mean? That is why they can't even come close to risking
it. It's not going anywhere near a courtroom, guys. There's no chance, okay? Now, as far as, like, if this goes to arbitration, will they do significantly more with Vince? Well, I mean, I don't know. But I do know that Triple H seems to be in perpetual fear for his career. I know that, you know, I know people want to blame him for everything. But that whole, you know, we're going to turn John Cena heel, and, you know, that was not a Triple H call. That was something that was requested from above. And it's the same thing with this Pat McAfee thing. It was something that was requested from above by Ari Emanuel to try to get this Pat McAfee over and try to sell tickets for the show. And, I mean, guys, nothing's impossible right now, okay? Nothing is impossible. Do I think there's any change that's going to happen prior to the June decision? Absolutely not. After that, depending on what the decision is, I don't think there's anything off the table. So we'll see. Now, one other thing, because it was brought up, Punk brought up the ticket sales, the ticket prices, and he did a rah-rah babyface speech about family should be going to WrestleMania. Lower those tickets, and everyone goes nuts. Guys, it's not a shoot pipe bomb, brother. Like, all of this, it's all by design. And what I can tell you is, immediately after this promo, the lower bowl tickets for WrestleMania dropped below $2,000 for the first time. So they did immediately lower ticket prices for WrestleMania. Not by a lot, but they did lower them, okay? I was also told that not every show, okay? Not every show. But there are shows through the summer where they are planning to lower ticket prices. And obviously, if it's going to be in like a hot market where they're easily going to sell out at high prices, they aren't dropping the prices for that.
MSG main event that they just announced.
Yeah. I mean, if it's a smaller show in a smaller market, you know, Seattle didn't sell out, and the ticket prices were ridiculous. I barely went. I waited till the last second. A show like that, they're going to lower the ticket prices through the summer. So depending on the market, what they think they can sell, they're not lowering everything across the board. But for shows where they don't expect to sell out, they are lowering ticket prices. So, man, there's a lot going on. We'll get you a raw report after the break. I think that's most of the important stuff. Observer Live.
It Takes Two is a health initiative raising awareness about the importance of complete testing and early diagnosis of chronic kidney disease, or CKD, among people who are at greater risk, including those with type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure. The program provides education and resources to empower at-risk adults to work with their doctors and encourage healthcare professionals to use two tests, EGFR, a blood test, and UACR, a urine test, to help detect CKD. Dr. Charles Vega, primary care physician.
CKD is a progressive, potentially life-threatening condition caused by kidney damage that affects the body's ability to filter blood. More than 35 million U.S. adults have CKD, but 90% don't know they have it. Most people have no symptoms until the disease is advanced, leading to irreversible kidney damage.
Thelma, two-time kidney transplant recipient.
My journey with kidney disease has inspired me to help others. It Takes Two, you and your doctor, to help get the full picture of kidney health. Learn more at testyourkidneys.com.
Sponsored by Boehringer Ingelheim and Eli Lilly and Company.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now.
800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Ah, Jiminy Christmas. All right, let's do Raw so I can take a break. I appreciate you doing the show today, and then you didn't get to say anything, so let's get going.
Better for me. Well, I mean, the show opened with that CM Punk promo, which we already talked about, where he ran down Roman Reigns. He mentioned that Roman's first 8 WrestleMania main events sucked.
That's what he said.
Seems like a lot. He said no football player is going to come into his business, talk about putting butts in seats. He said to lower ticket prices. He wants all of Houston to show up at Mania and watch him stand on Roman's neck. He's CM Punk, and he approved that message. He was great in that promo, but this storyline about the company being like cold and needing help selling tickets is so WCW 2000.
Especially because they're like, I don't know, man. Like, yeah, did they have 50,000 tickets sold for Mania? No. Have they already shattered pretty much every record ever from the tickets they have sold? Yes. I mean, it's just bizarre. Like, when WCW was doing that, they actually were dying. And there is no evidence business-wise whatsoever that WWE is dying at all. In fact, they had a slump a few months back, and they're back up again. So
they would like you to think that, however, they are in a slump right now for some reason or another. I don't know. LA Knight took on Austin Theory. Ishow Speed, Logan Paul are ringside. I don't really know why Speed's there. I don't know if he's now in the Vision.
Wait, did you miss the segment?
Well, I missed the week before.
Well, the Danhausen segment explained why he was here.
Well, he was cursed.
Yeah, he's okay. Showing up every week because he wants Danhausen to lift the curse.
Why That's is he the in story. The Vision?
Well, he's not in the Division. What happened was, okay, I'll recap.
This is why I'm asking.
So he showed up and he asked for Danhausen to lift the curse. Danhausen tried to blackmail him.
Why is he cursed in the first place?
I remember. But the point is, he's cursed. So Pearson shows up. He goes, Speed, why are you even here? And Speed goes, I've got to lift the curse. And he said, yeah, I know I cost the Usos the tag titles, but I need help. I need the curse lifted. And Pierce goes, says, dude, just go home. So that's when Logan Paul and Theory showed up. And they said, what happened with LA was unforgivable. And you know what? Everybody hates you. LA hates you. The Usos hate you. Everyone hates you. You're cursed. The only place you're safe is with us. So come with us. And they drag him. He doesn't want to go, but they dragged him. So that's why he's with them.
This guy has no free will of his own. He's just dragged around by the Vision. He's forced into matches that he doesn't want to be in.
He's a skinny YouTuber. He's trapped.
If you actually watch Ishow Speed, he's a fantastic athlete. He could run away.
What do you mean?
He could run away from all these guys.
When he did a running leapfrogs over a standing LA Knight, I was like, okay.
Remember when Bron Breakker killed him with that spear?
Oh, yes. I'm surprised
he's
alive.
Out of his shoes. Anyways, Logan Paul pushed Speed into LA Knight. LA Knight was pissed. Like, he was back in the impact zone as Eli Drake. He went towards Speed with surly intentions. The Usos cut Speed off. He did that leap overnight. He ran in the ring. He was caught up with. Later on, they recapped this. And Corey Graves goes, he's lucky he didn't blow out both of his quads getting into the ring like that.
Yes, he did.
Which is another reference to old Vince McMahon on the show. But the Usos, well, the match was still going on. Like, Speed's in the ring. Logan Paul gets up on the apron. And Austin Theory pins LA Knight. Then they were going to give Speed the 1D. But Logan Paul pulled him away.
You know what's funny is this thing is just all so weird because, you know, nobody believes that this isn't being done for a reason. All these references to Vince, especially in the Punk promo. But like, if you talk to a lot of talent, I don't want to say they don't see it, but they're like, every reference is burying the guy. Like, they call him a weird old man. They made fun of him, you know, like destroying his quads. They made a negative comment on him last week. You know, you're not, I guess you're not your father. People saw as a positive comment, but it's just, no one knows what's going on. And there's a lot of people. If you think like the people in, if you think like 95, 99% of the company is excited at the idea of Vince coming back, think again. They are not.
Finn Balor was set to take on JD McDonagh, but never got underway as Finn was attacked in the aisle way by Dominic Mysterio, and Dominic and JD laid him out. We're getting the Demon.
Oh, yeah.
At WrestleMania.
They made that very clear. The Demon is back.
There was an interview where Michael Cole was set to interview AJ Lee in a pre-tape, right? Becky Lynch shows up, berates him, and he just goes, you know what? I don't need this. I'm out of here. Good luck, AJ. So Becky sits down in his seat, and she said she remembers AJ being a fake way back when to her when she got up onto the roster. And then AJ went off about how she opened up all the doors for Becky in the women's division. She claimed she's your favorite wrestler's favorite wrestler.
They've been branding.
She's our favorite wrestler. And when she goes home, she wants Becky to ask her daughter who her favorite really is, because she's going to say AJ Lee.
You know, like, that's a high bar to claim that you're the favorite wrestler's favorite wrestler. Because, like, that's a high bar.
Plus, like, she's had, like, two matches in, like, 20 years. Like, who's...
I mean, I think of my favorite wrestlers, and I don't think they'd list AJ Lee as their favorite wrestler. Nothing against her at all, but... I mean,
but maybe even like 10 years ago, 15 years ago, when she was active all the time.
You know what I mean? It's a weird thing.
She came back
brand.
And she did the one match, and then she came back and did another one match, and she wasn't really focused on at all in between. Yeah. So, weird.
I do got to say that Becky was gotten to at the end, and, you know, on the Becky Lynch scale, she was. Very subdued in being gotten to, which I appreciate it, because usually she goes way too over the top.
Michael Cole... Oh, that was a...
Lash Legend faces Bayley.
Segment. Hey, Bayley and Lash Legend had what I would describe as a slam-bang Western-style wrestling match. Nia pulled Bayley's legs as she was making a comeback. Lyra fought with Nia. Alexa Bliss and Charlotte ran down, so Bayley jumped on all of them. Lash cut her off on the ropes. She went for a superplex. I'm not quite sure what happened here. They may have...
So what happened was Lash...
Time stood still. They may be...
Lash was supposed to go for a superplex. And I think that Lyra was supposed to grab her foot so she would trip, and then Bayley would fall on top, and then Lyra would hold the foot down. But you know what I think this was? Because I've been a wrestler. So Lash is rather new. And Lyra's been around a while, okay?
The spot makes no sense.
So, well, what I think was going to happen is I think that Lash thought, Lyra is going to lunge at me before I go for the suplex, and then she'll grab my leg. I think Lyra was thinking, Lash will go for the suplex, and I'll get there in time. But, like, they're both waiting for each other. And finally, I think Lash just figured, well, she ain't going to grab my leg, so I'll just superplex her, and she'll fall on top. So she went too fast at that point, and then when Lyra tried to rush, she was too late. So it was bad timing.
I'd say. I didn't like that spot at all. Danhausen came out, said he won a slammy. Crowd went wild for him. He thanked Cold Steve, The Undertaker, Cody, Triple Helmsley, and the Fanhausens. He had the Danhausen overpowered t-shirt cannon, rifled them into the crowd. I may have killed somebody. He then told the crowd, if you don't love that Danhausen, you are cursed. Crowd loved him.
Not nice to curse everybody.
Michael Cole plugged a new Netflix documentary on Hulk Hogan, prefacing it with the phrase, no matter what you think about him, They showed clips of it, and damn it, it's probably going to be fantastic.
It looked like it was well done. They did tease they would explore the good and bad of his life, so we shall see.
And in his own words at the end, as they signed off on the commercial, you can hear Hogan say, "I don't know what my final act will be, but Hulk Hogan will live forever." There's a Seth Rollins interview. He said he's going to take out Gunther. He's going to destroy the Vision. He claimed he put Brock Lesnar on a platter for Oba Femi. The crowd went wild for Oba, started chanting his name. Seth was like, "Listen, he's the future, no doubt. But I want to talk about the present. And if Gunther wants to have business with Paul Heyman, he's made it personal for Seth." So Gunther sneaks in the ring. He tries for the choke. Seth slips out. They go back and forth. Seth dove onto him on the floor. All these officials come out and break him apart. And then Gunther breaks free, lands a boot to the unprotected Rollins, who then got to his feet, but he was held back by Shane Helms and Jason Jordan. The camera follows Gunther to the back, and as he's walking to the back, Paul Heyman intercepts him. Paul is like, "I don't know why you did what you did at Madison Square Garden, but I thank you, and all I can say is that I owe you a very big favor." And Gunther said, "Yes, it's not... may have been business, but now this is also very personal to me." He shook Paul's hand, pulled him in very closely, and he said, "Yes, Paul, you owe me so much more than a very big thank you." So,
you know where it's going?
Oh, he wants Brock Lesnar.
He wants to retire Lesnar.
Hey, if that's how they're going to get to it, I'm cool with that.
That's the match everybody wants to see.
I'm really intrigued by what they're going to do with Gunther and Rollins. I mean, probably just a Braun Breaker return or something, but...
Oh, I'm sure that Braun returns and costs him the match. Like, now is not the time. Gunther retired John Cena. Seth beating him in a match with 2 week build, that's a bad idea. Gunther's got to win that match.
Javon, Dragon Lee, and Penta beat Los Americanos with an OG cutter. All action match. After the match, Rey Mysterio came out and announced that he and Adam Pearce agreed WrestleMania needed one more thing, and that was to add Rey Mysterio to a six-person ladder match. We had B-Fab and Mission take on Io Sky and Rhea Ripley. Io did a suicide dive early on, and Corey Graves, bless his heart, asked if Peter Rosenberg needs to have a talk with her.
That's what he said.
I was dying. Io got beat up. Jade pulled Rhea off the apron so Io couldn't tag her. Io rolled up B-Fab and won anyways, and then Jade and the baddies beat them both down, caned Io repeatedly as they forced Rhea to watch.
I thought that was a good heat angle there. I liked it.
Yeah. It was. I mean, Jade laid in these cane shots. That cane was bent multiple ways, and then the last one was straight across Io's bosom. We had the previous Liv Morgan and Roxanne segment where they got bonked heads by Stephanie Vaquer. And then we had the main event, which was Oba Femi and Brock Lesnar in a contract signing. They actually never signed this contract. So are we sure the match is taking place? I guess they announced
it. Oh, it's taking place, all right. This was a honorary contract signing.
Almost immediately, you got Triple H out there to play Peacekeeper, Adam Pearce. Heyman comes out. He's like, "This ruler, Oba Femi, this ruler can't measure up to the beast." And Brock comes out. Oba waltzes down. The crowd's singing his name. They're going wild. He tries to get in the ring, but Brock charges him. They brawl. They're sprinting across. Brock tries to suplex him through a table, but Oba just crushes him and lands on him. People are trying to break him apart. They're running pillar to post, throwing furniture, throwing like it's like the chair I'm in right now, this gigantic gaming chair. He launches it all the way across the ring, just about damn near kills 8 security guards. Oba Femi's like, "Oh yeah, that was cool. I'm going to do that too." So he throws it back at Brock. Pure pandemonium as the show ended.
Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
gonna lie, cause your loving gets me high. So to keep you by my side, there's nothing that I won't try. Butterflies in the eyes and the looks to kill. Time is...
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device. It's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
You know, I will say that they've done that angle on many shows this WrestleMania season. Oh, big brawl, geeks come out, one guy breaks free, they get separated, other guy breaks, blah, blah, blah. It's 1,000 times. But the Lesnar-Femi one was the best one they've done yet. Because that was the one that it didn't feel like all of the others, which felt like WWE angles, you know? This felt like two wild animals going at it. And I think throwing the gigantic gaming chairs was really what took it to another level. Well, these poor security guys.
I mean, honestly, my favorite brawls recently have been the ones that they've done with the Wyatt family and the MFTs.
I begged you to do this show today. Hey, tonight on the Brian and Vinny Show for subscribers, everybody. Yes, we are watching the latest episode of Juggalo Championship Wrestling. We're going to compare it to the booking, not the wrestling, the booking of the recent NXT shows. Find out which Russo is worse, Johnny Russo or Vinny Russo. Well, that's coming up tonight on the Brian and Vinny Show with Granny. And then I'll be back tomorrow, Observer Live with Lance and... got a lot of stuff coming up, so check it out. Subscribe today, everybody. It's Mania season, no better time. And we shall talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.